It's time for Senior Talk with Carol Higgins Taylor, a show designed with seniors in mind. Carol discusses everything from Social Security to senior housing, medication to Medicare, and so much more. And now, your award-winning host, Carol Higgins Taylor.
Hi, and thank you for joining me today for this edition of Senior Talk. We're going to be talking about a couple of really important programs and two that I happen to love and I've known about for years. My guest is Cindy Smith. She's the manager of LiveSafe and Telecare from Northern Light Health Home Care and Hospice. Cindy, that's a mouthful.
Hi.
It's so good to see you. I haven't seen you. We've known each other for such a long time, and we haven't done a show together in forever, and it's really great to have you here.
Well, great. Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So LiveSafe. I love LiveSafe. Always have. So tell me what LiveSafe is for people who don't know.
So LiveSafe is Northern Lights Health Emergency Response System. So basically it's your help buttons that folks with disabilities have in their home. In a case of an emergency, they push their button and can access help.
And it's fast because I got one for my mother through you. And I go over, because seniors don't like to press that button if nothing's wrong. They don't want to bother the operators. Right. So I go over and I press it once in a while to make sure. And they come on the line pretty quickly.
Yeah, we definitely have protocols at the call center. We watch the queue as calls are coming in. So we certainly want to be responsive. And for the most part, I think it's within like 40 seconds that they're on the phone and communicating with the client.
So how does it work? If someone is thinking, I'm pretty independent, I don't need this, this is only for people who maybe are frail or homebound, what would you say to that?
Well, I think now with technology, we have multiple, a variety of products out there for every person. So basically, I think the most important thing is that we are very active and want to do what we want to do. We're very independent. I find that a lot of seniors are very independent. They found themselves newly retired, are still doing lots of fun things. However, they tend to live alone. They are aging. They may have some medical conditions. And even for the most part, they're pretty healthy. But on occasion, you might find yourself in a situation where you need help. There's been an accident, somebody's fallen, or they don't feel well. And having a quick access to something that you have on your person to access help is really it's a safety net for people. It really encourages independence because you're being proactive about your care. That, geez, if something happened to me, how long would I be on the floor if I couldn't get myself up? Where, you know, a lot of people don't have landlines anymore, but if they are, they're, you know, not placed where you can grab them. You have a phone, a cell phone, but it might not be on you when you're down in the basement getting your laundry. So it's just kind of a proactive way to take care of yourself.
It's true, because anything can happen. I've fallen several times and have always been able to get up. But if I couldn't, in fact, when I was kind of checking to make sure nothing was broken, I thought, if I couldn't get up, how long would I be here? Because the cell phone was across the room. I do have a landline with the cordless ones, but they were nowhere near me. And it was very scary for a minute, because what if something had happened?
Exactly. And I do a comparison. If you have two people in a retirement villa that have the same condition, so say they are both diabetic, and at 11:15 at night, they both coincidentally fall. You have one that has one of our LiveSafe buttons. They immediately push their button, and the next thing you know, either friends, family, or EMS are coming up to help them. They're back up, and they're back in bed by 11:30. In the other scenario, you've got that person that fell. It's 11:15. They're not able to get up to get to their phone. And so the next morning, they don't come down to breakfast. But if it's independent living, they might not think that's out of the ordinary.
And there may not be breakfast.
Some places don't. And, you know, and this is even in a community. It's not even a house. And so then lunch goes by, you know, and so all of a sudden now you're finding that this person who's a diabetic hasn't eaten, hasn't been able to take their meds and whatever else is going on. And now it's not just the fall that they could have been helped up. Mm-hmm. We've got other things going on, and it most likely is going to end up in a trip to the emergency room.
That is a great story. That really drives home the need to have this. And it's really inexpensive. So let's talk about that for people who, even if they're on a limited income, this is just a safety net.
Right. So it's a safety net. Basically, we have several different products. Our at-home products, which means that the button or the trigger that you use only will trigger the unit that's installed in your house. So it's limited to around your house. I'm always hopeful that I can get the trigger from like out at the mailbox, because that's something that people do. Even if you're not driving anymore, to be able to be independent and get your mail at the end of the road, go to your garage, go to your garden, and keep active is important. So we have at-home, we have a standard unit that still uses a traditional phone line, which means like through Consolidated Communications, TDS, or it will work with the bundles through Spectrum. Those are $32 a month. It's month to month, and we don't have a long-term contract, and I will do whatever payment program someone wants to use. So we're not forced into giving a credit card if you don't want to, which some of the larger companies will do. We do now a new cellular product. It's brand new. So this is for those folks who don't have a landline but still want to have that safety in the home and they're using a cell phone. So basically, if we can get a signal outside your house, then it works the same thing. It will grab the trigger call the call center. And so those work great. And basically, if someone, and that one is going to be $40 a month, it's brand new. We have fall detection buttons. We have brand new fall detections with new technology built into compared to the previous model we've had. They're worn as a necklace. They're not as sensitive as our other ones, but they still get the job done. They've changed the algorithms within the button, so they're not as sensitive and they don't have to be clipped. So those are great. I'm really excited about that product. And they work with both of the at-home models. And then, of course, we now, we've had a mobile product, and that's the latest and greatest craze among folks is the mobile product. And it is great because it allows you to have the safety in your home, but also if you're driving down the street, it will work as well. And it's got it's water resistant. All these buttons are water resistant, so you can wear them in the tub in the shower. The mobile one has GPS, so your main address is your home address is on the account, but we're able to find you if you're someplace else. And those are $40, and fall detection is $40.
So let's back up a little bit to the mobile one that works off. Does it work off your cell phone the way the traditional model works off your landline? What's the mobile one?
So the mobile, it kind of reminds me, it's worn as a necklace, and it reminds me of like the initial original flip phones, except for it doesn't flip. So it's not as small as our traditional at-home model buttons, but there's a lot going on inside there. So because it acts a lot like a cell phone. So basically, if someone needs help, they push the button on it, and it actually calls the call center directly. And so in that sense, it's like a cell phone, but the only number that it has is to our call center. And then the call center is calling you back through your button, like a phone, and asking if you're okay, and et cetera. So that's how it works. So it's actually on the person. So wherever you go, if you're in the car and something happens, and say if you forgot your cell phone at home or you're not a person that has one, you have access.
So that one has a longer reach than the traditional model that sits in your house on your nightstand or wherever.
Right. The technology, the product that we have right now is an AT&T base platform. And so in that sense, it acts very similar to a cell phone.
So you could have that on and go to the grocery store, mm-hmm. or just take a Sunday drive, mm-hmm. and you're not feeling well or something happens. What if you had car trouble, mm-hmm. and so you're driving and you have a flat tire? Could you call that, press that button and the call center and say, hey, call AAA for me, or call a tow truck, or the police, or someone?
Yeah, you could. It actually, the button reminds me of your own personal OnStar.
Oh,
honestly,
nice.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So that you need something, you push it. And you know, ideally they're going to know where you are. So that's what it reminds me of, except for it's built into a button. So wherever you are, you can use it for anything.
That's only $40 a month.
It's $40 a month. And that's the only one that we have a one-time installation fee, because we are working with the cellular provider.
And how big is it? You say it's bigger than the traditional. Are you actually like holding this big phone around your neck?
let's see. What is it? I'm like thinking inches. It's smaller than a bar of soap. but it's certainly bigger than what most of the help. When you see a commercial on TV around a help button, it's bigger than those that you see.
Like a business card size, maybe?
It's about that size and probably about a half an inch thick.
So it's not huge.
Yeah, it's not huge. It's not huge. And people who have them, they get used to them. And, you know, it the benefits of it outweigh, you know, it's in the ability to have that safety net and be on the road is huge for people to remain independent. And I just, I love that. And how much is your independence worth? That's the way I look at it. Regardless if it's my product or somebody else's product. I prefer my product because anyone that's coming, we come and install them, and it's Maine people. We're all vetted Northern Light home care and hospice employees, and we all have worked with seniors for a long time and their families. And I think that we just do things, you know, the local, we're Mainers, we're taking care of Mainers.
And you go statewide with this.
Yeah, so we're statewide. We've done that for just over a year now, so I work with a lot of the folks at the other end of the state as well.
Anywhere you are, you can get this service. I'm going to give you a phone number. We'll give it again in the show, so get a pencil. But you can call 1-877, toll-free, 1-877-880-7677, 877-880-7677 to reach Cindy. Stay with us. We'll be right back talking more about LiveSafe and telecare. Lots to come. Stay with us. Hey, we're back talking about LiveSafe with Cindy Smith. The number again is 1-877-880-7677, 877-880-7677. I love that mobile one. I can't get over it. So, but you have to have a signal.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking during the break, you were talking about some companies, not yours, but some companies, there's a 30-day return policy. And so if you don't do something with it in 30 days, you have to buy it. You're not like that. So explain
right.
that to me on the air.
So we all our products are rental, so it's month to month, and so we take care of all those products and maintain them. So if something's happening, we're going to come out and take care of that. And we have drop-off sites across the state to get equipment back to us, so you don't have to mail it and all of those type of things. Like I said, we have multiple payment options, whereas a lot of the big companies are credit card only, and they won't stop the thing, your account, till they, et cetera, et cetera. So a lot of times people will have several months of credit card bills before it actually ends. So with the Mobile Mate product, though, I always do a buyer beware with people whenever I'm talking about it because of that signal strength. I have to get two bars or better or greater when I'm actually in a home testing that. If I don't get two bars or greater, I'm not going to leave it, because if you're not safe in your home, it doesn't matter at the other places outside. You know, eventually someone's going to find you if you've slipped on this
in the grocery store.
Yeah, and the parking lot. Someone's going to help you. We live in Maine. People are going to help each other. But so when people order the products, and there's not a lot of Mobile Mate products out there, so the vendors are the same vendors for each of us in a sense. So my product's named Mobile Mate, the vendor I work with, but they work with somebody else, and it's named something else. So in Maine, we're very rural, and ours is an AT&T product. So right now, it works great at the southern part of the state, but as you move north up towards Presque Isle, it does not work. We're having another one that's coming out that's a Verizon-based product, which I hope we'll be able to we'll offer both. But buyer beware, if you order one of these from the store or Walmart or online and you get it home, you want to press it and have it go through to the call center and ask them how many bars you're getting. Because if it doesn't work, you want to send it back and not be stuck with a product, because they can be very expensive and they'll get you into a long-term contract a lot of times. So I just encourage people, if you do go that way, you want to be sure you're testing it and making sure you get the insurance on them, because sometimes things do happen to them, just like our cell phone. You don't intend to break it, but it happens.
But it happens.
Right. But if you go with me, you call me up and we're coming out and we're giving you a brand new one, and that's the end of it. And when I break it down to the price of one of the bought models, if someone purchases it and then they do the monitoring fee, it's not really any more expensive than what my monthly fee is for at least the first year. So in a way, I'm kind of like, why? You're trying it out and the technology's changing, I think the rental process is the best.
It makes way more sense to do that, because then you are right there. It's like having your own tech support very handy.
Yeah.
So what's the process? I know some people may be afraid of having, whether it's the in-home system or the phone system, they don't want to press that button because they think that, or they don't want to get one and have the button pressed because they think immediately the fire department's coming and the police are coming and there's going to be a big scene. But that's not exactly what happens.
Well, that's not what we intend to happen. So So basically what happens is someone pushes, they need help, or if it gets pushed, basically it's going to go to the call center. We're going to try to communicate to the client through the product, whether it's the at-home model or if it's the GPS model. And we're going to ask for the client, do you need help? And we're going to do that twice. And we can raise our voice and project it fairly loud within a house. If we're not getting a response, we're going to try to call the house phone or cell phone, whatever the client has designated. We're going to try that twice. If we're still not getting any response, we're then going to go to what we call our responders. Those are the folks that are friends, family, neighbors that are nearby to see if we can get a hold of anybody to take a quick trip over and see what's going on. And in the event we're not able to get a hold of one of those folks, then we always do err on the side of caution and call EMS, which if someone's fallen outside and they have one of the traditional models, it works outside the house in case someone slips in the yard going to get their mail. So this is exactly how it should work if we're not able to get a hold of somebody and then someone's coming and checking on them. Very seldom does it go off accidentally. Their buttons are set inside the pendant so that it's not easily accessible. You really do have to actually push them. And we try to rule out all the oopses before we send EMS. I mean, obviously, we respect our first responders and do not want to be sending them out if we don't have to. We respect the client's privacy as well. But we are going to err on the side of caution if it happens. So
You need to.
And if someone pushes it by accident, by all means, just tell them it's an oops. And and we use it as a test opportunity. Every time somebody pushes that button, we encourage you to push the button at least once a month to test the equipment. And when you first get one, I'm like, press it every day, you know, and talk to the call center so that you feel comfortable talking to them when you're okay. So then in the event that an accident happens, you're going to feel confident knowing that we're going to be there and you're going to tell us what's going on.
And that's just a really good point, because you want to get to know them. You want to feel comfortable. When you've fallen and you're already terrified and very stressed, that's not the time to get to know these people.
Right.
When we come back, we're going to talk about another service that's really terrific, Telecare Caring Calls. So stay with us. There's much more to come. And again, the phone number is 1-877-880-7677 for LiveSafe. We'll be right back. Hi, we're back with Senior Talk and Cindy Smith. So let's talk about Telecare. This is also a great program, and I was surprised to hear that this actually has gone statewide as well. When I knew it, it was really more local, Bangor adjacent. So tell me about Telecare, not to be confused with telehealth. So let's make that distinction.
Right, exactly. And that's happening a lot now, because back when this program began, it was in 1979, and it was a collaboration between the Junior League of Bangor and Eastern Maine Medical Center. And so Telecare really meant, you know, we're telephoning you to make sure you're okay. And now, you know, fast forward, and we have all this tele stuff, and telehealth is a lot of the equipment that our home care uses in the home when they're caring for a patient.
Kind of virtual medicine.
Right, exactly. And it's awesome. It really is. Yeah. But this is still old fashioned. We still have volunteers that come in, pick up the phone, and call people. And so we've been kind of starting to refer to it as caring calls. And so a lot of times, Telecare Caring Calls, and you know, it might have a name change in the near future. To clarify what it is, because I think a lot of people are declining the service because they really don't understand and they don't really need telehealth stuff. And so basically, Telecare is a free program that we house at Home Care and Hospice, Northern Light Home Care and Hospice on Union Street. And Monday through Friday, I have volunteers that come into the office. They're all vetted volunteers through Eastern Maine Medical Center's volunteer service program with Martha Wildman. And so they all are, you know, go through strict privacy, confidentiality protocols. So they come into our office, and between the times of 8 and 9:15, 9:30, we either take or make calls to seniors. And it was in the greater Bangor area. But because Northern Light Health is statewide, we now want to make sure we're supporting the patients that go to Mercy, physician practices, as well as our Northern Light Home Care and Hospice out of South Portland.
So what do the volunteers do?
So the volunteers, they come in first thing in the morning, and I have an answer machine. So there are some people who are really independent seniors, but they recognize the fact that they live alone and something could happen to them. And they may or may not use a LiveSafe button. So this is a free program. So if you think you can't afford a help button, this is a great other alternative. And so what they do is it becomes routine. They call and they leave a message. Hi, this is Mrs. Jones. It's the 22nd of May and all is well. They come in, they clear the messages, and we check them off that they're up, you know, that they're up and going. And then at 8 o'clock, some people are still really independent and they'll call us. And if they haven't called us by their scheduled time, we'll call them. And when we set up somebody on the program, we talked about that to them about their routine. What are you doing in the morning? So we can plan a call that's good for them during that time.
It's really a check-in program.
Correct.
To make sure someone is okay. They've survived the night. They haven't fallen. And so they would call up and say, hey, Mrs. Jones, how are you? This is your call. It doesn't have to be, or probably isn't, a long conversation because there's a lot of people to call.
Yeah, we have a lot of people to call. But it's great for social isolation, for people who don't get out and about. It's great. Basically, I say when somebody joins the program, they get 10 new friends.
That's so nice.
And it really truly is. And it's so funny how different people connect with different, you know, the volunteers connect with the different participants because it's amazing what you learn from our elders. And so it's a great program. There are a couple of police stations in the area that do it as well, that the police officers call. But I like ours because it's volunteer-based. Yeah. And it serves a dual purpose because not only is it helping our community members, you know, who are home alone or, you know, even if they're not, you know, not say they still drive and they're still active and independent, it's still that check. And I think that we can do it in the morning, and a lot of times family members will do it in the afternoon. But I just think that it's, and there's also something about the volunteer. It's a way to give back to your community. So that's why I like our program.
And you need volunteers.
Yeah, I could use a couple of new volunteers, whether they pick up a morning that they want to do, you know, regularly or as a sub. That would be huge because of the volunteers I have. You know, there's different times things happen with families. They take vacation and things come up. So to have a good pool of volunteers is always helpful.
And they just call up a person and do the check. What is involved in becoming that volunteer?
So they basically will have to attend some of the volunteer training sessions that they have over at Northern Light Eastern Maine Healthcare, Eastern Maine Medical Center.
And what's the time commitment?
For us, it's just, you know, like an hour and 15 minutes.
Cindy Smith, you are a wealth of information on these great Northern Light Health programs. LiveSafe, Telecare, the number 1-877-880-7677. Thanks so much for being here, Cindy.
Yes, thank you.
And thanks for listening. That's it for me. This is Senior Talk.